Let's turn now to the latest in PM's series exploring Australia's energy market, and today we head to the tiny Victorian town of Warborough. While livelihoods in the area once relied on spuds and livestock, wind is now a major source of income for many farmers. In fact, the town of about 500 people has 128 wind turbines, making it one of the largest wind farms in the southern hemisphere. The town's allegiance to wind has split the town, turning neighbours and friends against each other, and it's also become a magnet for anti-wind farm campaigners, who have labelled a so-called illness that comes with living near turbines Warborough disease. But that's caused a different type of nausea for many residents, who object to the name of their home being linked to an illness that's been disputed by doctors and scientists. Our reporter Danny Tran travelled to Warborough and filed this report.
It's only until you get right up to the foot of this turbine in Warborough that you can hear the blades spinning over the sound of the wind.
A bit scary if one of the blades came off, wouldn't it? That's about as noisy as they get.
We're on Brian Gallagher's family farm, made up of what he describes as five small properties, ranging between 100 and 300 acres. The Gallagher family's called the Rolling Hills of Warborough home for the past 40 years, but it's only in the last few years that wind turbines have jutted from the horizon. After Victoria's hottest March in 77 years, the rain has finally arrived in this part of the state, and the wind turbines in Warborough are spinning in overdrive.
There's a little bit of noise sometimes when it's not a real windy day, and it does, you can hear them then, but you still don't worry. It's not a bad thing. It's just a bit of noise, that's about it.
He's one of 37 farmers throughout Warborough who've put up their hands to host wind turbines belonging to the Spanish renewable energy giant Acciona. Acciona leases the land and pays farmers like Brian Gallagher about $7,000 a year, indexed to CPI, for every wind turbine they're allowed to build and manage.
We're in a lot of different things to make money, and it's not, they're not all reliable. It's just an ongoing battle on a farm to find new ways of making money.
It's become another much-needed source of income for the Gallaghers.
Other than the fact that they are so big, would you even know that they were here?
Not really. No, it's like trees in a paddock, you know. That's, well, it's large for a tree, but yeah, you don't really, they don't affect anything much at all. No.
Australia has 79 wind farms with a total of 2,106 turbines. West Australia has the most, but South Australia leads when it comes to generating capacity. The turbines are owned by a range of energy companies, including AGL, Pacific Hydro and Acciona, and produce about 5% of Australia's total electricity. That's enough to power more than 2 million average homes over a year. At Warborough alone, there are 128 wind turbines at the Warborough Wind Farm. Its site manager is Cameron Stowe.
We cover approximately 170 square kilometres, and we do produce enough electricity for 110,000 average-sized homes every year, which offsets in the order of about 650,000 tonnes of carbon.
The site was once the largest in the southern hemisphere, and the town has become so synonymous with wind farms that the so-called illness the turbines are claimed to cause has been christened the Warborough disease.
It's due south of here. About 5 or 6 k's due south. We've still got it. The house we just don't live in, but the farm and everything around it is still operational. We just had to relocate to another end of our property.
A few kilometres from Warborough's wind farm viewing station, Carl Stepnell is pointing to the house he and his wife used to live in before a wind turbine went up.
When they first started, the first day, I walked out the back of the sheds. It's like, oh my God, the noise, I couldn't believe the noise they were making. And you might come out here at this time of day and they're hardly making, but it's when you're living with them, it's mornings, nights, it's 24 hours a day. You can't just turn them off. We just couldn't stand it. The nearest one was 800 metres and we just couldn't deal with it. As soon as they got going, they started affecting my wife, and 6 months down the track they started affecting me, our sleep.
The Stepnells took the extraordinary step to leave their home and rebuild at another end of their farm because of the symptoms they say they were experiencing.
Headaches and just never felt like it before. It was, we didn't know what was going on. Headaches and just ringing the ears.
Critics have long claimed that infrasound, which refers to low-frequency sounds, causes people to feel sick. But the Australian Medical Association is sceptical.
There is no indication that infrasound, for instance, could induce the symptoms you've described. Anxiety certainly can.
According to the AMA's Victorian president, Dr. Lorraine Baker, that anxiety can cause symptoms.
Noises that are continuous in the background can be irritating. So that level of irritation may affect someone if they are standing very close to a wind turbine. However, infrasound, or the sound that is beyond the detection of the human ear, is not believed to cause harm to humans.
But despite the AMA's strident declaration that the infrasound from turbines doesn't harm human health, a Senate inquiry was established in 2014 to look into the social and economic impacts of wind farms. The inquiry, led by anti-wind farm senators, handed down its report a year later, calling for the creation of an independent scientific committee to provide advice to the government on the impact of sound from wind turbines. It also recommended the establishment of a National Wind Farm Commissioner who would receive and refer complaints about wind farms. The federal government's since appointed a commissioner, Andrew Dyer, and members to the scientific committee. On the other side of Warburra, Doug Hobson's farm has 8 turbines. He's spent all his life in the district, so the appropriation of the town's name by anti-wind farm advocates has stung.
When you have kids coming home from school and they're saying, will I get sick from this? And people that don't actually live in the town actually calling it Warburra disease or wind tower disease, which isn't a true fact there. It's probably nearly libelous what they did there to a lot of people, and just scaremongering.
For him, renewables are the future.
We've got to get our energy from somewhere, and if they do keep closing coal-powered stations down, we have to look to other avenues.
Any regrets?
No, none at all there. It's one of those ones that we looked at it, did our homework, and we're happy with the outcome there.
Brian Gallagher says that without wind power, Warburra's future would be under a cloud.
They're definitely a good thing.
Where do you think Warburra would be without them?
Like any other country town, we'd be still struggling.
At least half a dozen wind farms are right now being built in Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia, with another 4 in the works.
Danny Tran with that report.